So to summarize the phase two results, in study 201, the four-week acute study, the change from baseline in the PANSS total score was about 17 points for ulotaront, about 10 points for placebo. This was highly statistically significant and clinically relevant. In study 201, the adverse event incidence was about 46% for ulotaront, a little higher for placebo. The discontinuation rates due to adverse events was 8.3% for ulotaront, being precise here, and 6.4% for placebo, again being precise, leading to a number needed to harm of about 50. So this is reassuring. In study 202, the long-term extension, although half of the patients experienced an adverse event, most of the patients completed and did not discontinue. On average, patients in study 202 showed a PANSS total reduction of almost 23 points from open-label baseline. And based on studies 201 and 202, ulotaront received breakthrough therapy designation from the FDA for the treatment of schizophrenia.